Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you poop your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that, what how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, December 12th, 2015. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, we're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and he's funny. It's G. How you doing today, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, so we're glad you joined us today. I still can't get over that the intro to our show is so professional. I never get tired of it. And anyone who will listen to that would think, wow. And then they listen to us and say, what happened? It goes right downhill right after the intro. But we're glad you joined us today. Let's get some business out of the way. Let me get some telephone numbers. That's how you get in touch with us and listen to the show. 619-393-6728. That's 619-393-6728. Hit the one button if you'd like to get on the show. We're also in the chat room. G and I are both in there. That's on blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. We're in there. Frank's has got in there. As always, one of our most faithful listeners. So he's in there. All right, G, middle of December. Getting close to Christmas. What's been going on?
Well, brother, just to let everybody know, in case they want to reach me, because sometimes, you know, the production people, they don't let me know about it, but, you know, they say I don't let anybody know. But if anybody wants to reach me, it's Gary the Hat. That's a D-A in the middle there. Gary the Hat on the tweet, on the Twitter page. So I want to give get that out right now and get out of the way.
Yeah, get that out of the way. Yeah, good idea. Good. Okay, what else? Anything else?
Well, of course, this week we did have a couple of people who have left us. One is very familiar to you. It's probably your number one show of all time that you watched. This guy, Will McMillian. You heard of him, right, bro? 71 years old?
No. Nope.
Well, he on your favorite show, he played Boris on General Hospital. You know Boris on General Hospital?
Hmm.
Anyway, he passed away at the age of 71. And then we lost two people in the basketball world. One was John Hot Rod Williams. He played most of his career with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was 53 years old, who passed away this week, you know, and an all-time great, Dolph Schayes, 87, in the Hall of Fame. And he passed away this week also, so our condolences go out to all the families from the 2G show.
Who's the last one you said?
Dolph Schayes.
No. Okay, don't know him, but yeah, condolences out there. Okay, all right, let's move along. Brother, let's get this out of the way. This is something for you, because I have no interest in it. I don't care what Frank says. Frank says, you're a bandwagon fan, blah, blah, blah. Frank, I can do it for my health reasons. I have no interest in this Giant team. I don't want. You bothered me last week. I didn't want to watch the game. I told you I didn't want to watch it. I'm not watching anymore. I could care less about the team. It's unwatchable. But I think you had some thoughts about the Giants. And I'll just say this real quick. Watch out for Frank's Pittsburgh Steelers. If they stay healthy, if the Pittsburgh, that's a big issue. If they stay healthy, watch out for that team. And I think they beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati this week. I'm going for them. But talk about the Giants, but I know you were frustrated, mad, angry. They lost to the Jets. They're 5-7, tied for first place.
Okay, but first, before I go give you my thoughts, let's go out to our correspondent who was at the game last week. Oh. And you literally can put this press conference up and just change the name of every team that the Giants play. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Up 20-10 late in the game, you'd think the Giants would have felt good about their chances of beating the Jets. But by this point in their miserable season, they've seen this story unfurl before. They had already blown leads in the final minutes 4 times this season, and as they watched it happen for a 5th time, at least a few of them were thinking, oh no, here we go again.
It's unfortunate. You know, these are the games we've been in all year, and it's the reason we're 5-7. It's the difference between being 10-2, 9-3, is games like this.
To become the team that we want to become and to go where we want to go, we have to win these games. And that's just a matter of fact. I keep saying we've learned from it. We got to go out there and do it now. And there's no more time to sit around and say, oh, it's going to get better. It hasn't, so something's got to change right now.
We fell short today, so I'm pissed off. And I'm going to go home and watch the film when it comes up on my iPad and see what I can get. Where I could get better at, you know, and help other players and, you know, as a D-line, you know.
We've been in position to win games and we haven't won them.
No, stop it.
Responsibility
for that. Crap.
It's still, we're there.
Same shit. He said the same shit.
Got to find a way to finish a game.
Find a way to finish it. Yeah.
And be in position at the end of the game to win it.
Yeah. Yeah, your position.
Right.
Yeah.
Back and forth, we do have opportunities, even offensively.
Yeah, good opportunities.
Before they get the ball in the final drive, and we haven't been able to do that.
Much of the blame for this loss is going to fall on Tom Coughlin for his decision to go for it on 4th and goal from the 2 in the 4th quarter when a field goal would have put the Giants up by 13 points. But the truth is the blame really lies with the defense, which couldn't stop the Jets at all in the 4th quarter, including on the final drive to tie it and on their field goal drive in overtime. With the Giants, Ralph Bacchiano, SNY.
Yeah, thanks. What SNY.
What a bunch of shit.
What a bunch of crap. But it's the same shit every week. They say the same thing. If you were in that press conference, would you listen to that anymore? What would you say to a reporter?
If I was a reporter, you know, we heard this before. It's the same crap every week, over and over again. I mean, you guys shouldn't even show up. Shouldn't even show up. Just bring cardboard box things out, and we'll put on a tape recorder from the Cowboys, from the Atlanta Falcons, from the Saints, from the Patriots. Game after game after game, it's the same freaking bullshit. You can't put teams away. Double-digit lead with 5 minutes to go. They made Fitzpatrick look like Joe Namath. I mean, come on, it's Fitzpatrick. You got to be kidding me. Make a stop. I mean, unbelievable, this team. And the same over and over, you know. 4th and inches, they make a field goal. 4th and 2, they go for, they're all confused. No one knows what the hell they're doing. And you just knew he was going to throw an intercept. If they get the points down there with the 3 points, I don't care what anybody says. Everybody says, well, defense can't stop nobody. But you didn't know that. That's after the fact of the Jets. They only had 10 points the whole game. Okay? You're just saying after the fact that they let them down. But at that point, get the points on the board. Feel good about yourselves. Once they threw the interception, the team. Oh, here we go again. It was all over. I mean, it's ridiculous and the blah, 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 blah. We got to know how to do it. We got to finish games, but blah, 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 blah. The same old crap over and over and over again. Enough is enough. I mean, as I said on the Twitter, they should have a little pride in themselves. They shouldn't even ask. They should just pack their bags and all go home. Don't even wait to be fired. Have a little pride. Pack your bags and go home. Because this is uncalled for. This is ridiculous. And give a refund to all the fans who go to those games for the crappy freaking football that you guys play. Give a refund. They deserve a refund.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Like I said, I don't watch it, but I've already given up on this season already. I mean, I just can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. It's just, I can't do it. It's the same thing, time and time again.
No. You're going to do it. You're going to do it because you got just as aggravated.
No, I keep my word. I keep my word.
You're putting up a front.
I keep my word. You bring every time I'm like Al Pacino. I'm like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. I wish I had a soundbite. That's how bad our production is. Every time I try to get out and to pull back in, I was done. The kid who stays with me, he comes in there, tries to watch the game. You're calling me on the phone. I don't want to watch it. It's the same crap. I can't take it anymore.
No, you're watching it.
I don't even know anymore.
When I play Miami, I'm calling you. You're going to be up.
No, I'm not watching. No. But I look at this, and I do look at Coughlin, and I say to myself, yeah, he should have kicked the field goal. No doubt about that. And that Dallas game was on him. But we are in positions to win these games. But then the players just collapse. I mean, they intercept it. It's not Coughlin. It's not Coughlin who drops the pass that Brady threw. That was a loafer. Anybody could have caught that damn thing. And he drops it. I mean, that's the game over. We win it. I mean, the defense can stop nobody. So I know it's Coughlin. And Eli Manning drives me crazy. I can't take him anymore. I've turned on Eli. I just can't tolerate him anymore. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. But, you know, we're in a position to win these games. We're not getting blown out. I mean, so I don't know what the answer is. But if they're not winning the division, I'm going on record right now, and I said it, and I'm not hearing boot, I didn't say it. Philadelphia is running the table, and they're going to win the division. We're going to go 8-8. We'll beat Miami, and we might even beat Minnesota or Carolina. I don't know, one of those, but that's it. Done, brother. Philadelphia wins that division.
You're going to say that a team that's led by Sam Bradford is going to win the division?
Yep.
Sam Bradford.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, brother. There's no way. First of all, they're going to lose this weekend against the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
They're going to lose. Okay.
Yeah, no way.
And they're going to lose another game here and there. The most important, when we get down to it, it's going to come down to, once again, Giants and Philly, the Eagles, last game of the year.
And we'll lose that game.
And we're at home, so.
Oh, we're at home. Okay, yeah, we're at home. So that makes me feel a lot better. Okay. All right, brother. All right, brother, let's move on here. Before we go on, this is all about the fans, the listeners. Frank, you're in the chat room, so Frank was wanting to know if you remember, and I remember this. We played a couple of games, but we played, it was our team against your team. Remember we played softball? And we won the game. Our team did, but there was a bad call. And that didn't decide the game, though. Remember Bob Dirks? I don't know if you remember this, brother. The ball, you guys were coming at home. You were clearly safe. And Bob Dirks, a friend of mine, calls a guy, he calls him out. And his rationale was, ball beats man, man out, which is baloney. Do you remember that game that we played? We played a couple of games.
I remember a game. I don't remember as well as you do like that. But I remember it was a game that was so aggravated that we lost. They called it the
one. Yeah. I do remember. It was either Macy's versus, I don't know what team. You were playing for Channel, I guess. But, yeah, I remember that. But I remember Bob Dirks, my friend of mine, made a terrible call. I mean, ball beats man, man out. That's not true. The ball could beat the man, but it doesn't mean he's going to be out. But, yeah, I do remember those games, those days. All right. Let's move on here. We were going to do the actresses thing, but I don't know if we're going to get to that. Let's talk about basketball real quick. I want to talk about Curry. Maybe Frank can help us on this one. But before we get to Curry, I don't understand the rule in the NBA. Is every big sport like this? The Golden State Warriors coach, he's out. He has surgery. Okay? He had Luke Walton. He's been coaching the Golden State Warriors the whole season so far, the whole season. They're 24-0. This guy gets coach of the month, but yet he gets no wins. All the wins go on Steve Kerr. Can you explain that to me, brother?
You wonder why sports is going crazy now with all these rules. It doesn't make any sense. What happens if Steve Kerr's out the whole year and the guy goes 82 and zero? It's not going to happen, but I'm just making a point. What happens if he stays out the whole year? He doesn't get none of the wins, and it all goes to the coach. He didn't even coach one game. And that means and let's say they win it again and he doesn't coach. Does he get Walton doesn't get the championship. Kerr gets the thing. I mean, how ridiculous is this? If you're not on the sideline, you know? Yeah, what happens if they, in anything, even in football, if, Manning's the quarterback, but he sits out and the guy comes in, for one game. He's an interim.
Like Hostetler, the game in one game, won the Super Bowl,
Yeah. Does that mean that, Sims at the time got the win and not Hostetler? No, it doesn't make any sense. You're on the bench, you're coaching, you get the wins. I don't understand. These are supposed to be intelligent people who are supposed to be running these leagues. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. I mean, if Kerr is on the bench, they have to say, they announce a lineup. Who's head coach today? And you say, you announce the lineup, Luke Walton, he's coaching. Regardless if Kerr is on there or not, whoever is the designated, Luke Walton, he's there. Kerr's not even in the building. Maybe he is. That's the most ridiculous rule, but I'm curious if that goes for every sport. I'm just curious if that's the way it is. If it happens in baseball or football or hockey. I'm very curious if it's just basketball that does that. I'm going to have to research that. That is ridiculous.
Give it to our production company, because you remember with Pagano, he had to sit out because of leukemia there. And Aries, whatever, came in and coached.
Yeah, Bruce Arians,
Arians, whatever. Did
Pagano
get the wins?
No, I think Arians. Good question. You see, I think Bruce Arians, I think he got the wins, but I don't know. Good brother, this is a great question, and I will research this, and we're going to find out if that's the truth. Because how do you think Bruce Arians got his – he's been around a long time, this guy. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, offensive coordinator there. But due to what he did with Indianapolis – that helped him get that Arizona job. That's a good question right there. That is a good example. We're going to be on this and see who got credit for those wins. That's real good. All right, but stick to the NBA. Curry, I got Curry in my mind now. Curry, I mean, where did this guy come from? I mean, I know he wasn't a third round or fourth round. He's a first rounder. And you told me, and maybe Frank can find this, that he was an eighth pick overall, and the Knicks were next. And the Knicks were supposed to pick him, you told me. And Curry went to Golden State. And this is the kind of luck you need. You need a guy that you don't really understand. This. You pick this guy, and no one saw this coming. So what do you think, brother?
What a difference a player would have made if he was on the Knicks. And it's the truth. I don't know if Golden State was 7 and we were 8, or they were 8 and we were 9. But that year, we were all set on drafting Curry. And Golden State Warriors, I don't even think he was on the radar then, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, there's a number 7, a number 8 pick in the draft, they pick Curry. I mean, this is the good old Knicks, pretty much ever since then, the downfall, because they couldn't do anything. Then they started trading picks away, trying to get all this. But Curry could have been a Knick. He was just one spot ahead of us. They picked him, so...
I don't know what year. Frank wants to know which year. I have no idea, Frank. This has got to be his, third year. I don't know.
Fourth year?
Yeah, he was third or fourth year. I'm not sure. But you're right. You get a guy like this, and all of a sudden, I mean, look at it turns everything around. And that goal was the same team. See, you made a good point, brother, and I got to give you credit for this. Because I told you that a lot of people came out and said baseball managers don't really make a big difference. And you look at this, what's his name from St. Louis? He left, retired after winning. He won in Oakland, and then he won over here in St. Louis. This other guy comes and they win. One of the worst managers in Kansas City, he wins. And then, but you said basketball is bad. I agree with you about that. You look at this Golden State. I mean, Luke Walton comes in. They're 24-0. I mean, I think you can put anybody. I mean, it's amazing. I don't think the coach makes that much of a difference.
The coach in basketball is probably the least one making a difference. You know, it's the players' league there, and they pretty much just decide what they're going to run. It's the same thing with LeBron in Cleveland. He's pretty much, they don't even need a coach on the bench because that guy, they don't even, when they stand up to make a play, they don't even look at him. It's embarrassing. Yeah, it's the truth. And then little Walton, he comes in and then he's won 24 games at this team. You know, so in basketball, it's all the players.
Yeah, I mean, this Golden State Warrior team it's refreshing to watch. I mean, they could have laid down yesterday and lost that game, but they double overtime. I think if they had one or two losses already, they lose that game. I think that extra motivation for the undefeated, they're still fighting. They had an extra in the tank. I think they had one, two, three losses already. I think they might lose that game, but I don't know if that. Yeah, none of that.
Now you haven't been watching basketball. Is this what's going on here with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
Are you interested now? What's going on? You're following basketball?
No, I'm not interested at all, brother, to be honest with you. You caught me. I'm not interested at all with basketball. I can care less about the Knicks. There's no hope there. There's nothing. So I'm not interested in basketball. I gave up on the Knicks a long time ago. The one I watch the most is the Rangers. I watch them. I got my phone. I'm watching them constantly. And that's the one that aggravates me the most. I'm getting worried about them. But we got time to talk about the Rangers. But I'm getting worried about them. It's constant turnovers. Stupid penalties, sloppy play, and I just don't. It's frustrating.
I'm right with you there with the Rangers. I mean, this team, you just can't have a consistent year. You know, they're either good in the beginning, and then they stink on the end, or stink in the beginning, good on the end. It's just they never sustain it for the whole year, and then usually most of the time they're battling at the end of the year to get into a playoff spot. And then we all know what happens when they get in there. You know, as you said, a one win in 1994 there. I mean, they always seem to let you down. It's probably our only hope for a championship, and it's not looking too good.
I thought last year they were pretty much good the whole year.
They were shaky in the beginning. They were shaky.
Oh. That was our best hope. I'm with you, brother, because – the Yankees, we could talk baseball when we get to the spring. I mean, I like what they're doing, but I don't see it next year. You can forget about the Mets. You know, you got the Knicks. That's done. That's never going to happen. You know, so and the Giants, I got lucky. I got two of those. They're not winning. So the Rangers are our best shot. And, I don't know. That frustrates me the most. All right, brother, I don't know if we can get to the actress. I don't know if you want to get to that now. Oh, he says, 2009, they were he was the seventh pick. But, Frank, where were the Knicks? I'm curious where the Knicks were. If the Knicks were the eighth pick or not in 2009. Frank, go on our payroll, Frank. You could be like our technician guy. And we'll send you a check. Find out where the Knicks picked that year in 2009. But we want to go. We could talk some funny news. We could talk about some TV movies. You want to go maybe to actor and actresses that never won an Academy Award? Spin the wheel. What do you want to do?
Well, I don't think we have enough time to do the actors.
Okay.
You know. Why don't you tell them the story about what happened down here in Florida with the good thing these crooks or whatever, these people are stupid because that's how they get caught. But why don't you tell a story about what happened to this Florida man down here? I mean, to me, it's not funny for him, but it's funny to us.
You know, brother, we had a longer show. Like, you know, you had like a four-hour show every day. You know, you had to fill it up. And I think you can do a crazy news of the week or the day, whatever it is, segment. And there's two that I could tell you real quick. Guy in Florida, he was robbing a neighborhood. Police got the call. They came. They tracked him down. And he jumped into a lake that was behind the development. The police lost track of him, and what happens is a couple of days later, he comes ashore. Half of him comes ashore. His legs and arms, he got eaten by an alligator. So he was running from the police, and he got eaten by an alligator. I mean, what a bad day for him, but good for us.
Oh, man.
You got another lady, brother. She's driving one of her fancy cars. She hit and run. She was drinking. She hit another car. She took off. And as she's driving, she didn't realize that her smart car, we got smart TVs, her smart car, once they had impact, automatically called the police. Police tracked her down. They matched the paint to the car that was hit. She was drinking and driving, and she got caught.
There was a guy down here.
You can't make that stuff up.
You can't. There was a guy down here that was robbing a convenience store, and I guess he was taking out his knife or whatever to threaten the convenience store clerk there. And so they handed over money and he left. But what he did is he left his wallet on the counter.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Leave his wallet over there. Boy, I tell you, brother, Frank McGann is right on top of it because we're getting down to our last few minutes. But, Frank, brother, the Knicks picked 8 that year. So you're right about that. The Knicks picked after. They picked Jordan Hill from Arizona. Now, I never even heard of this guy. But even Frank says, who the hell is Jordan Hill, brother? Who is he?
Some basketball player from Arizona. He had a lot of promises. I don't know if you remember. He had a lot of promises, Jordan Hill from Arizona. But if you look at the Knicks picks over through the years, no one made it. This is the first one, I think, because it was a Porzingis since, who is it, Mark Jackson? I mean, the picks that the Knicks got. Remember, I mean, that one year they picked the top 3 guys, you know. I forgot their guys' names. It was supposed to be fantastic. And, you know, all of them left. And the Knicks have been terrible, terrible when it came to picking out of the draft.
But Jordan Hill, I don't even remember him playing for the Knicks.
Look him up. Good college career.
So he played for the Knicks, though. You're saying he played a couple of games?
Yeah, he was on the bench.
Unbelievable. Now, I can't blame the Knicks, though, for Curry. I can't say, they didn't get to pick him because they were next. But the teams, who went first that year?
2009? I don't follow the NBA draft that well, so I don't know who went first.
But I can't blame anybody going 1-8, not picking Curry. You can't blame anybody for that. But I'm curious who went number 1 that year. That would be Frank McGann. He said he played 24 games. So here's Frank. Oh, you're Frank, right? You're on top of this stuff. So right on top of it.
Yeah, he's tired. Frank is tired.
Probably tired now. All right, brother. We're getting down to the last
I said Frank is tired. You're going to be tired by now.
What's that?
Did you say Frank is hired?
Yeah, I mean, Frank is right on the... Yeah, Frank can't do it. I'm doing the chat room. I'm doing the board. I mean, I'm doing a lot of things. Frank is right on top of stuff. I mean, Frank, I'm serious. You know, you need to be... you're hired. You know, you're like a technical guy that... All right, brother, she's in my 90-second final thoughts.
There he goes. Blake Griffin was the one who drafted first. Way to go, Frank.
Okay,
well,
Frank.
Okay, well, all excited. I know MG's really excited about next week when we got the Star Wars. I mean, I can't wait for the movie. I mean, I know you've been bothering me for this whole year. You couldn't wait, bro. So anyway, nope. Star Wars coming out next weekend, and that's probably going to break all records of in movie history. Anyway, thanks to everybody listening around the world, wherever you are, in a nice sauna. You can listen to it on your phone, wherever you are. I appreciate it. Tell all your friends. And adios, muchachos. And everybody, take care easy.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Frank, again, for listening and producing some stats for us. We'll be back next week, so make sure you join us here. For GG, this is MG. And for Frank in Long Island, good night, America.
about the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning. Something is missing